As we go to air, the UK Conservative Party has closed its leadership vote and the result is due to be announced just in a few hours. Boris Johnson has an unassailable lead and will almost certainly be the next British Prime Minister. I asked Emeritus Professor Clem McIntyre, who is in the UK for the vote, just how much support Boris Johnson will be able to command in the House of Commons.
Well, he'll have clearly a majority of the Conservative Party rank and file members. There's about 160,000 of them, and they are the constituency that's determining who the next leader of the party will be. And as you say, there's wide expectation that he will have a commanding majority of those people. But his problem then turns from winning that battle within the party to winning the battle inside the parliament. And the numbers there are much less clear. There's no majority for any one form of Brexit outcome in the UK Parliament at the moment. There's no majority for a no deal. There's no majority for a second referendum. We've seen that there's no majority for the deal that Theresa May negotiated and put to the Parliament three times earlier this year. So if Boris Johnson does become Prime Minister, his first and most immediate task will be endeavouring to build a coalition inside the Parliament, either by coming back from Europe with some sort of reworked deal. The EU says that's not going to be available to him, but he says that that would certainly be a priority for him, and see if he can get some sort of deal he finds acceptable through the Parliament. But if that doesn't happen, then the threat is to leave the EU on the 31st of October with no deal, and the numbers in the Parliament are massing against that. So there could be some form of a deadlock in the UK Parliament, and who knows what happens at that point, whether the government falls, whether there is a motion of no confidence, and the options are endless.
Well, that's what I was wondering. If there was he's a very polarising character, and somebody, any member could bring on a motion of no confidence, couldn't they?
They can. I don't think there's much prospect of that happening
straight away.
There was some speculation. Yeah, there's some speculation that the opposition would test his numbers straight away. But I think most Tories, most Conservatives are saying, well, look, let's give him a chance and see what he comes up with. But if he thinks he's going to take the country out of the EU without a deal, then we reserve the right to vote against the government. A neutral leader or a leader from Labour Party or the Lib Dems formed solely for the purposes of putting a second referendum to the British people. Again, it's very hard to see whether the numbers are there for that, because a majority of MPs probably still remain opposed to a second referendum. But the thing is that whenever you hear an interview with anyone involved in this, they say, well, I'm not happy with that option. But then you say, what's your preferred option? And they come up with one which clearly doesn't command a majority itself. So how you break the deadlock is far from clear.
Well, normally in the Westminster system, you'd have an election, wouldn't you? So could the Queen get drawn into this?
Well, the Queen would be involved in calling a fresh election, but not in the way that we saw, say, in 1975 in Australia. So there are provisions in the British Parliament, the Fixed-Term Parliament Act. If a government fails and falls to a vote of no confidence, there are 14 days for some other group to emerge to demonstrate that it can command a majority in the House of Commons. And if that doesn't happen, then the Queen at that point calls an early election. But if there is an election before the Brexit matter is resolved, then this new party led by Nigel Farage, the Brexit Party, is polling around 20% at the moment. And there's any number of Conservative MPs who would be fearful that their vote would split. Of course, Britain has first past the post voting. So if you have competition on your own side of the political spectrum, as it were, then it may well be that a third party emerges and comes through the middle. So the Conservatives will be very wary about an election before Brexit is resolved, because they fear the Brexit party. Probably the Liberal Democrats would be the one party in the Parliament who would happily go to a new election. They've just elected a new leader themselves, Jo Swinson. Opinion polls are showing that their vote is up, but there's only 12, 13 of them now in the in the House of Commons. So they remain a very, very small minor party.
Yeah, and if you look at, perhaps they might certainly come back and get more seats if there was a poll. And the only other party that's getting more seats, the Brexit Party, led by Nigel Farage, those two parties are hardly going to come together and pass anything either, are they?
Oh, no. No. So potentially the other party that would probably benefit from an early election would be the Scottish Nationalists. There are 12 Scottish Conservative seats. Boris Johnson is deeply unpopular in Scotland, and there's a speculation that the Tories would struggle to hold any of those seats in an early election. So with that qualifier, I think it's still fair to say if there was an early election, the Parliament would be even less predictable than it is now.
So just to wrap up then, do you think Boris Johnson will be Prime Minister at the end of the day? And do you think he can come up with some sort of Brexit exit?
Yes to the first question. That's probably the easiest we've got to grapple with at the moment. If Johnson doesn't win the election, and we'll that's yet another huge shock to the system. Whether he is Prime Minister at the end of the year and can successfully manage a Brexit outcome is anyone's guess. I've been watching British politics for 40 years. I can't remember a time where there were so many unpredictable factors. The parties were so broken, divided themselves, and there was a lack of predictability in the Parliament as we've got at the moment.
Emeritus Professor Clement McIntyre from the University of Adelaide, who's currently in the UK, speaking with me there.